Flugel reporting. Magnets come in lots of different shapes and sizes and are used in the house for keeping doors closed or sticking things to the fridge. Fizzer 3, Fizzer 3, you are clear for landing.
Yahoo! Oh, this is amazing! Wow!
Maybe we should have held off on Boomer's fizzer training for a few more days.
Oh, nonsense! See? That is a perfect landing position if ever I saw one. Apart from the fact that he's flying backwards, obviously.
Hey! Who moved the runway?
Sir, I suggest we instigate crash procedure by waving our arms about and panicking.
Agreed.
You two, but I think that went a lot better than expected.
Relax, First Officer Flo.
Could be some weird sticker of some kind that Boy Hooman won at school. But it doesn't stick to Junior Flugel Boomer's uniform.
Yet it did stick to your fizzer.
Wait a second. This is just paper. And this is just a picture.
What's a picture got to do with faulty drinking straws and the weird coloured remote control thing?
It's kind of pretty.
I like those weird looking birds.
Those aren't birds. Those are feet.
Birds are feet? How do they flap their wings with their socks on?
No, Boomer. They're Fleeker's footprints.
What? Oh!
The bottom of his boots are leaking colour.
Code red! Code red!
It's more of a light maroon, actually.
I mean action stations!
Flugels, step away from the paper! This boot's leaking colour. It could be catching.
Oh, no.
What are we going to do? This was obviously very special to Girl Hooman, and we made a mess of it.
Plus, she'll know we were in her room if she sees it.
Maybe we can swap it for one of those there.
That's a negative. They're all different, apart from that squiggly line down the side.
Hey, that means all those pictures must have come from this same pad of paper.
And Girl Hooman must have created the pictures on these pages.
Yeah, but how?
Ha! Flugels, we need to figure out how Girl Hooman made this picture and make one ourselves exactly the same so she doesn't notice. And fast.
If I've calculated correctly, the colours from here match the colours in the picture perfectly. You got colour on your boots and moved it to the picture.
Just like Girl Hooman moved the colour from there to create the picture.
I doubt she used her feet, though. It would have to be something soft.
Like a brush, maybe?
Something you could hold easily, like a pencil, but brushier.
Exactly.